Lesson 49. The Sailor's Mother. One morning, raw it was and wet, a foggy day in winter time, a woman on the road I met. Not old, though something past her prime, majestic in her person, tall and straight, and like a Roman, matron's was her mane and gait. The ancient spirit is not dead. Old times, thought I, are breathing there. Proud was I that my country bred such strength, a dignity so fair. She begged on alms, like one in poor estate. I looked at her again, nor did my pride abate. When from these lofty thoughts I woke, "What it is," said I, "that you bear beneath the covert of your cloak, protected from this cold damp air?" She answered, soon as she the question heard, "A simple burden, sir, a little singing bird." And, thus continuing, she said, "I had a son, who many a day sailed on the seas, but he is dead. In Denmark he was cast away, and I have travelled weary miles to see if aught which he had owned might still remain for me. The bird and the cage, they both were his. 'Twas my son's bird, and neat and trim he kept it many voyages. This singing bird had gone with him. When last he sailed, he left the bird behind, from bodings as might be that hung upon his mind. He to a fellow lodger's care had left it to be watched and fed, and pipe its song in safety there. I found it when my son was dead, and now, God help me for my little wit, I bear it with me, sir, he took so much delight in it."